Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you'd like to contact Good Morning Johto, you can at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. You can send us something as well on our Twitter at GMJohto, or you can talk to us, or may a couple different things, I guess. Whatever feedback, you can through our Discord, which is free and in the show notes. If you would like to support the show and us getting to New York this year, you can over at our Patreon, patreon.com/goodmorningjohto. You can be like our interns, Green Tea, Jamal, Kyle, and Nick. We're going to sneak Rachel in there, too. We have our board operators, Mikey A. and Polly D., and our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to every one of you wonderful Patreons here from Good Morning Johto and the Goldenrod Radio Tower. Now, let's go ahead and, hey, we always forget this too. You can get, we have the birthday club for all of March coming up. Well, not coming up. It is this month. I don't think we still have, this is another month of like, here in the office, we get to keep the birthday bag of Good Morning Johto Java Blend Coffee. But hey, let's go ahead and hop into some Pokemon Go news. Hope you had a fun Litten Community Day this weekend and a raid day for Primal Kyogre. I had to work a big kind of Comic-Con nerd thing this weekend for the show, so I had that on Saturday, so did not get to get any Littens, really. No shinies, and I didn't think I was able to do any raids, but I got one sent by Gracie from the Pokemon After Dark Ride podcast. They're so great. They're on a break right now, but they are really wonderful people, and if they, listen to some of their old stuff, because it's really, really good. But I was able to do one, and yeah, that was it for this weekend. There was also, I don't know, okay, I don't believe it was a leak. I think this was a new feature coming through, is the different body types and different hairs and everything. Everybody's been asking for this update for years, because we all have the same kind of blanket copy-paste, not copy, like, we could change our clothes or everything, but some people are just different body types, or facial hair, beards, whatever, so that is should be coming here, and I think it's already rolled out for some trainers. If not, it should be everybody here in the next week or two. We have Weather Week coming to a close today at 8 p.m. your local time, if you're listening to this day of show, which is March 18th, and then we're getting into this week. The my hillbilly came out there a little bit. My Verdant Wonders event, not my Verdant Wonders event, our Verdant Wonders event. Starting this Thursday, the 21st, running through the 25th, we'll be starting Verdant Wonders with Costume Cottony and Whimsicott, Shiny Flabébé, and certain Pokemon will appear in an instance when you drop it. We will cover more about that, Verdant Wonders. Tomorrow, we have Primal Groudon Raid Day, running back those raid days. But this time, it's going to happen on Saturday, the 23rd. Well, okay. So, I said this last time. It says Sunday, the 23rd, but some people are also going to get it Saturday. So, I believe for most people, it's going to be confirmed by Jeff in the booth. It is going to be Saturday, the 23rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. your local time. We will have an actual, not really a switch up for GBL this week, but we'll cover that on GBL week. Spotlight Hour this week is back to the crazy one from last summer that I really like. We have some new raid bosses in this week for both Mega and 5-star. And remember, on the weekends, appearing sometimes, Raikou Shadow, which also can be shiny, I believe. This is one, too, that I want to tell trainers. This is the time to really use Campfire, because they did some stuff with Litten Community Day this weekend. And then for Raikou as well. Why this was so cool is you can check with your raids and everything. Campfire is one of the best tools out there that Niantic gives us that I think is just underutilized or just not really well known about, I guess. But that is everything we are going to cover today, because I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, because we know all of our March details, so we shouldn't have too much news coming out this week. We did get some Pokemon Sleep news for World Sleep Day. There's a commemorative gift coming out which was, I guess, sleep day was last week, the 15th. So those trainers were able to get, and I think it's running, yes, it's running until the 31st. One growth incense, one focus incense, and five Poke Biscuits. That was for World Sleep Day happening the 15th. Remember, they're doing updates and stuff too for that, but I don't know. Unless we're going to start competitive Pokemon Sleep, that would be, oh gosh, you would see people drinking and eating and things they probably shouldn't. I just see someone chugging NyQuil in the corner to sleep more to get more. But yeah, that is it for Pokemon Go news today. I really want to start streaming more this week. Now that I've had, April is going to free up a lot more time. Weekends for the, just the Good Morning Johto crew. We've been working a lot extra on the weekends, doing some stuff, and then we got Easter for a lot of the people that celebrate or anything that coming up in 2 weeks, which is also my birthday. I'm just going to humble brag there. But yeah, that was something that's coming up in 2 weeks, but hopefully we're getting back to streaming because we got all these awesome graphics that got done and I'm really, really excited. But hey, let's pay some bills. Let's see who the sponsor of the day is. Check out this weekend, Samuel and their Snow Runt giving away some clearance things from their store. This is winter coats, gloves, hats. Now, it may be almost getting out of winter, but there's still some cold days. So stock up on some of Samuel's and Snow Runt's wonderful snowy weather gear. Proud sponsor of Good Morning Johto and the Goldenrod Radio Tower, happening at the Farmer's Market this upcoming weekend. For Pokemon TCG news, we're going to do it a little different here. So we do have rotation come up in a few weeks. I know a little bit about selling and reselling TCG products. So we're going to say what we need to be on the lookout for after rotation for collectors, something that may go up over time. Because I'll tell you this, big hits are after these sets. No matter what, always go up with time. Like, no matter what set, 10 years ago, doesn't matter. Cosmic Eclipse, all the ones that have went up in the last year were not these giant hits when they came out. Or even when they left. Right when they left. So, some of the things to be looking out for. We're going to start out this week with a lot of the sets that are rotating out. So, today is going to be Battle Styles. About 109 a booster box. Maybe not the most popular of the Sword and Shield sets. The big hit of this set was the Hungry, passed out from eating too much, Tyranitar V Altart. You can find some really good copies around $90. $90 to $100 are probably your more massive hits. Then you got like your $300, $400 ones that do pop up every now and then, which we'll talk about later this week. Tyranitar V, I think, is going to be the one to really look out for. Of course, that's the one everybody liked. When it come out, it's just a funny art. After that, we have Rapid Strike Urshifu VMAX at $50. This art is just stellar. Just absolute stellar. So your main two hits will probably be those, and Polion V can catch up. I don't think the Secret Level Ball or maybe the Phoebe, but Phoebe also has what some trainers call the waifu tax on some things that maybe over time that card could go up. But I think the Urshifus, some of the Secret Rares, but I definitely think my two big ones that I'd really go after is the Tyranitar V and the Rapid Strike Urshifu VMAX. If you were like, Lane, I don't have $50 to $100. What card would you get for maybe not too much? Probably that Phoebe. That Phoebe's like $10. The other, like the Rapid Strike VMAX alternate and the Tyranitar alternate is $30 to $50. Phoebe and Cheryl are both like under 10, 10-ish for like near mint copies. That would be one that I would really go after. Maybe some of the secret ones like Houndoom, Octillery, something like that. But I think, yeah, I think the ones I would really go after are those two trainers because I think over time people would really like them. Except the non-secret ones, secret ones with time, people just, I don't know, there's a weird market on it. But that is everything for Pokemon Go news today and TCG. Jeff was able to get us last week. Did we do a sound for Friday? Maybe it was Pansage. Don't know why, but it sounded like Jeff. Well, yep, Jeff saying Pansage. We don't remember why. Well, Jeff, thank you so much. What sound did you get us today? Thank you to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers out there. Hopefully you have a great Monday today, and I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.